Welcome to the weekly after Torah, Parshas Ve'aschanan. This week is the first Shabbos after Tisha B'Av, and is famously called Shabbos Nachamu. It is one of the three Shabbosos that are named after the Haftarah. This week's Shabbos Nachamu, Shabbos Chazoin, which was last week, and Shabbos Shuva, which is a Shabbos during Aseres Mei Teshuva. For the next 7 weeks, we select the Haftarah that addresses Klal Yisrael after the Chorban, trying to comfort us after the terrible loss of the Beis HaMikdash. As we will see, there is a logical progression in these selections. Hashem commands Nevi'im, go comfort my people, Nachamu, Nachamu, Ami. Devin Ezra and Radak say that all the beautiful Nevuos from this point until the end of the Sefer address the times of Mashiach, not the second Beis HaMikdash. Why does Hashem use the double expression of Nachamu, Nachamu? The Chaimes Anoch explains that the Gematria adds up to Yitzchak, whose chus is instrumental in saving us from Golus, as we find in Shabbos, Daf Peites Amud Beis. The Malbim explains that the Navi is hinting to the two possible time frames for the Gula, as the Gemara states in Sanhedrin, Daf Sadeches Amud Aleph. If we are Zoicha, then the Gula will come early. If not, it will come at the official time. Hashem says, go comfort Yerushalayim for Mula Siva'a. Its time has arrived, or it is full of its inhabitants. Yerushalayim has been smitten double for its chatoyim. How could HaKadosh Baruch Hu punish us more severely than we deserve? The Targum Yonison says that the Navi should comfort us as if we were smitten double, but we were not actually punished that severely. Rashi, however, says that we were indeed punished double, for as the Torah teaches us, Hashem punishes the children for their father's sins if they learn from them to do their evil ways. Finally, Radak says that this is in reference to both Korbanos, the Bavel destruction and the Roman destruction. The Ruach HaKodesh cries out in the wilderness, smooth out a path for Hashem's people to return to Yerushalayim. Kol Karib Bamidbar Panu Derech Hashem. All valleys will raise up, and all mountains will be flattened. Kol ge yinose, v'chol har v'giva yishpalu. The Eben Ezra understands this quite literally, that there will be a smooth path for all to travel, without any topographical barriers. The Radak takes this metaphorically, that the journey will be easy, and we will travel without weariness. Hashem's glory will be revealed, v'nigla kavod Hashem, v'ro'u chol basar yachtov. This will come through the miracle of the changed landscape, according to Eben Ezra, or because even those who journey through the wilderness will find water, according to the Radak. All people recognize that the Nevuos were true. Another voice rings out from Shemayim, announced to my people, Kol Omer Kra. The Navi asks, Ma Ekra? What should I say? Hashem responds that all people are like grass, and their kindness is like vegetation, and that withers and dies. Kol abasar chatzir, v'chol chasay kitzitz atzadeh. All the malachim and noblemen are meaningless, and even if they promise to do good, they may die before they can fulfill their words. Hashem promise, however, will endure forever. Udvar elekenu yakum lo'ilam. Therefore, go announce the gula in my name. The Chasam Sofer asks, why did the Navi not know what to say? Was he not already told Nachamu Ami? He answers that we can only comfort a person after a loved one dies, but not if he has only left for a short while. The Navi felt that the Chorban was only for a short time, and that the Mikdash will be rebuilt shortly. What then is the purpose of Nechama? Hashem responded that it is like dying vegetation. As Rashi explains in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Lamed Aleph, Tibu Matzko Leitzricha, the third Mikdash will not be built by man, but will rather descend from Shemayim. Therefore, the Chorban is actually permanent, and the Navi should comfort the people. We can add the amazing words of the Ma'ariv Diskin, who analyzes the words we say in Musaf of Sholosh Regalim, V'harenu b'vinyonoi, v'samchenu b'sukonoi. Show us its construction, and cause us to rejoice in its completion. Why the change in expression? He answers that the actual doors of the Beis HaMikdash were not destroyed, as the Pasuk says in Eicha, Perek Beis Pasuk Tes, Tavu Ba'aretz She'areha. Her gates sank into the earth. When the time comes, the Mikdash will descend from Shemayim. In order to allow us to fulfill the mitzvah of building the Beis HaMikdash, Hashem will reveal the hiding places of these gates, and we will install them. As installing the doors is as if we actually built the Beis HaMikdash. Thus, show us its construction and make us rejoice in its completion as we install the doors and rejoice in the fulfillment of the mitzvah. Continuing with Daf Torah, the herald of Yerushalayim is told to stand on a high mountain and announce without fear to all the cities of Yehuda, Hine Elekeichem, behold, your Hashem is here. Hashem is coming with great strength to punish the nations and reward the tzaddikim. Both names of Hashem are used here. Elekim is Din, to punish the wicked, and Hashem is Rachman, to reward the righteous. Hashem will act like an expert shepherd, Keroya Edroy Yireh, Bizroya Yikabetz Toloyim, Ubecheko Yisa Olois Liyanahel. He carries young lambs and leads the nursing brothers gently. So too HaKadosh Baruch Hu will guide us gently out of Golus. The Radak notes that the Navi uses the term Edroy, his flock, as a shepherd will tend his own personal flock more carefully than others. So too HaKadosh Baruch Hu will care for us like his own flock. From this point on, the Navi stresses Hashem's amazing strength and power and his love for us, assuring us that he can accomplish the amazing feat of saving us from Golus and should never give up hope. Hashem measures all the waters of the world like a single step. The heavens are like a handspan, and the entire earth is like three fingers. Ki modad b'sholei mayim, v'shemayim b'zeres tiken, v'chol b'sholish afeh ha'aretz. Hashem placed the Ruach HaKodesh into the Nevi'im. So we should accept the promise of salvation. Who among the nations was willing to observe the world and recognize Hashem's existence? Only Avram did so. Therefore, all the nations are like the rancid water at the bottom of the bucket, or dust blown away by the wind. The nations cannot bring enough sacrifices to achieve forgiveness. There's not enough wood in the forest, not enough animals in the field. What can anybody compare to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Even so, the nations create expensive idols, spending great quantities of money on precious metals and top quality wood. What shaitim? Don't you know? Haven't you heard? Weren't you told? Can't you understand? The Radak says that this is a fundamental lesson in Emunah. There are three ways to recognize Hashem's existence. A wise person can figure it out himself, as Avram did. Others can read books that discuss this concept, while even the simplest among us can rely on the traditions. Hashem is above the earth, and its inhabitants are like locusts. The heavens are like a thin curtain. Kings are nothing, and judges are meaningless. It is as if they were never planted at all. And even if they take root, the wind blows and dries them up, and they are blown away like straw. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Dach Tzadik Hei Amid Beis, said that this is a reference to the downfall of Sancheriv, when a Malach blew fire at his troops who surrounded Yerushalayim and killed millions of soldiers on Pesach night. To what can anyone compare Hashem? Look up to the sky and see the billions of stars. Sud Moroi Meinechem Uru, Mi Vora Eileh. Hashem brings them each night for their journey through the sky. Amaitzi B'mispar Tzvam, L'chulam B'shem Yikra. He addresses each and every single one by name. He is so powerful and mighty. I would like to end off, I've done recently, with a word I heard from Rabbi Reisman Rebbe. The Chidam mentions that we find in Sefer Daniel that there are Arbor Malchios, the four kingdoms of Argolis. They are Bavel, which destroyed the first Beis HaMikdash, Paras Umadai, which was the time of the Golis, Yavan, the Greeks in the beginning of the Bayis Sheni, and Edom, our present Golis. So the obvious question is, why is Mitzrayim not one of the Malchios of our Golis? After all, didn't we first go down into Golis into Mitzrayim? The Chidah says that Mitzrayim is Maisa of a similar bonum for all of the later Golis. The Pasuk says in Bereishis in 46:8, Ve'elah Shemois B'nei Yisrael HaBoyim B'Mitzrayim. The word HaBoyim is an acronym for the four Golis, Bavel, Edom, Yavon, and Madai. Klai Yisrael went to Mitzrayim four times. Shvatim first went down, as it says in the beginning of Bereishis, Perek Membeis, Ki Yesh Shever B'Mitzrayim. They went to try to get food. Then they went the second time together with Binyamin. Then Yosef revealed himself. The third time they went down, as it says in Bereishis, 46, Pasuk Chav Zayin. Yaakov Habab Mitzrayim Shivim Anofesh Lebeis Kol. And the fourth time is after Yaakov Avinu was buried, when they returned to Mitzrayim. So the Shvatim arrived in Mitzrayim four different times. The Chidah says that those four times are connected to four Golias. The first descent is Yesh Shever B'Mitzrayim, when they went down to try to find some type of rescue during a time of Tzara, corresponding to Galus Bavel. When he went to Bavel, and there was still something there, some possibility for Klai Yisrael to regroup. The second is Galus Madai. That is when they went down with Binyamin. It started off very bitterly, but during the Galus, Yosef revealed himself. The same thing happened during the Galus of the 70 years, in the time of Madai. During that period, Rishus was given to build the Beis HaMikdash. During that same Galus, the miracle of Purim took place. That is the second time they went down. As you remember from Chumash, that on the second descent, the Shvatim drank wine together with Yosef, a remez to drinking wine of Purim. They also brought down Binyamin, a remez to Mordechai Hayimini from Shevet Binyamin. The third Galus, when they went down with the Shivim Nefesh, is a symbol for Galus Yavam, a time of danger of assimilation. We find that Yaakov was concerned when they came down because Mitzrayim was greeting them happily and eagerly. There was a danger of assimilation. That corresponds to the Misyavnim, the third Galus. And of course, the fourth Galus, our present Galus, is the longest and most difficult. The fourth time the Shvatim went down after the Kvuras Yaakov, after Yaakov was buried, they went back down and shortly afterwards, Kushi Hashibud began. That is the nature of this Galus as well, the most difficult of all. But of course, in every Maisa of Yisim and Bonim, there is a lesson of Nechama. Just as Mitzrayim, Klai Yisrael cried out to Rabbi Yisrael, and the Pasuk says in Shemois, Ve'yeda Lekim, Hashem brought the Galus to an end. As long as they resisted, Lo Yishinu Hashmam, Lo Yishinu Hashloshoinam, as long as they resisted assimilation, they merit the Gula. So too we find Nechama in the hope for a Gula, and in the eventual Yetziah from this fourth Galus, just as there was a Metziah from Mitzrayim, the Yetziah from a fourth Galus as well, one of full of miracles and joy. Have a wonderful Shabbat.